The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters. Walters.
Crossbreed Holster Studios, lit up and ready to rock and roll for another hour for you here in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What an unbelievable week it has been, hasn't it? I'm worried about my country. I'm worried about the direction of it. I'm worried about my kids. I'm worried about what I tell them. Because, honestly, I'm not really sure what to tell them at this stage of the game. I know I have my thoughts. I have talked with them a little bit. They're 11 and 13. They're at that point in life where they're starting to get it. They see mom and dad get upset about certain things, and they begin to ask questions. And even younger, they sense that you're upset. And while they might not be able to comprehend exactly why, you can comfort them. Because kids, you know how, if you have kids, they get upset when you get upset. So it's in your best interest to try to work through this, because they're going to see it. They're going to hear about it. It's on the news, whether they're at a friend's house, somebody else is watching it, whatever the case may be. How do you explain to your kids that there is a movement supported by the President of the United States of America that embraces harm to law enforcement? And don't believe when they tell you they don't, because they do. I've seen them with my own eyes. I've heard them with my own ears in Minnesota last year. I saw and heard the pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon thing. I heard it. Saw it. Was right down the road from us. You know, it's disturbing to find out where we are in America today, where the President of the United States of America and the Democrat Party leader, the presumptive nominee running, who should be in handcuffs, by the way, she should be wearing federal-issued bracelets. That's a whole other story. How do you explain that? The kids see this stuff. I often think about my grandfather. He passed away 29 years ago last week. He would not recognize this nation. If I could wake him up today, he would not recognize his country. And I know you feel the same way. So for the rest of this hour, we're going to talk with a good friend of mine. He's also the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and he is also active duty law enforcement. And his Facebook page has put a couple of posts out recently. One based in personal anger, tired of seeing all of this, tired of watching this happen. And one about an hour ago that I've watched, and it's playing right now. Take the test. Tell me how a cop should know. Then tell me how a cop should respond. Then tell me how easy the job is. And it's a video clip of multiple attacks taken from dash cam video and so forth, of vicious, murderous attacks on law enforcement. Blacks, white perps, black perps, doesn't matter. Handguns, mace sprays, rifle fire, the whole nine yards. Kevin, welcome to the program. I don't have a whole lot of, I love the third hour of the show when I can just kind of kick back and we can talk about things, and you and I know each other well enough that we can just have a conversation, and I think that's probably the best way to go with this hour. Does that sound fair to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on again, Mark. I appreciate it. And I think you're absolutely right. It's a time of a lot of soul searching and a lot of thought about just what on earth is going on. So,
did you ever think you'd see the country in this position, Kevin?
No, I was starting to worry about it back as far as 2014. You know, when the things blew up in Ferguson, and people started calling for attacks on law enforcement officers. And you know what? When you have people saying that often enough, sooner or later someone's going to get stupid and do it. And it's we can't paint an entire group of people with a broad brush. We're not allowed to. They're allowed to paint us with that brush, but we're not allowed to do that. And it's understandable. There are lots of good people in this country. But let people complain long enough and let people suggest that anything is acceptable, and pretty soon anything begins to happen. And you saw the culmination of that in Dallas this week.
It's inevitable. That was inevitable. And as sad as this is, it's probably going to happen again. Let's do this. Let me ask you the same question I asked AWR Hawkins. You went back to 2014. I could go back to previous to that, 2007, 2008, when we were talking about this. I knew where this agenda was going to lead America. I could feel it. I could sense it. That this, it was really affirmed for me, as much as I hate to admit this, but when I saw the interview with Joe the Plumber, you remember that?
Yes.
Remember when the interview with Joe the Plumber, so you mean you believe in redistribution of wealth? Yes, I do. I thought, well, there you go. You just cemented everything we knew. That's the agenda, the redistribution of wealth. That's the socialist gun-grabbing agenda that was just confirmed for me at that time. And I my concerns began back then. They truly did, and we've got 8 years of, or 7.5 years of radio record. You can go back and listen to it, and it's there. But the fact remains, Kevin, that we're at a place right now that's very, very dangerous. People say, well, it's a lot like the 60s. No, it's not a lot like the 60s. We didn't have social media. We didn't have 24-hour news. We didn't have cell phones where everybody was capturing video and audio continuously. The media, as dishonest as it was then, this makes the 60s look like child's play. So what does Kevin Michalowski think right now, personally? I'll ask you the same question, having said all that, that I asked AWR Hawkins. What went through your mind, and your perspective is vital because you're active duty law enforcement, when you saw the news breaking from Dallas? What did Kevin feel?
Well, when I saw the initial news report and it came in, it was breaking news and it was 4 officers shot, at least 1 dead. That was the first thing that I saw. And I thought to myself, well, it's really started now. Somebody has taken up the mantle of whoever is calling for violence. I don't want to blame it on one group of people, but I thought, well, it's really started now. Somebody has decided to go ahead and act out their frustration. And as I listened more and more to the coverage, it just upset me more and more. As I listened to pundits and people who are supposed to be objective reporters and journalists saying, well, we can understand the frustration in the black community. And all I kept thinking was, you know what? How did anybody think that this would make things better? And if there is frustration, it should never be to the point that it's okay to go out and kill people because you're frustrated. That's not the way that this should work. And if there were problems, if there are problems, and yes, there are some problems, but by and large, there aren't that many problems in law enforcement. If there are some problems, they should be addressed and they should be taken care of. But watch the video from Dallas. As the shots rang out, the police officers first took action to protect the people who were there protesting against them. That was the first response of the officers in Dallas, was to shield the protesters who were there complaining about the actions of the police officers. Only after those people were safe did the police officers then tend to their own wounded and dead. And that should say all anybody needs to know about police officers. There were 100 police officers on that scene to keep the protesters safe and to allow those protesters to say every bad thing they wanted to say about police officers. And then when the shooting started, all of those people who just seconds before hated cops, they were looking for a cop to help. Oh, man, they needed a cop to help right then. And
That irony was not lost on me and on a number of other people that I saw, including some protesters. I got to throw some credit where it was due. I don't remember what I was watching at that moment. I was flipping through a bunch of monitors, but I also heard that from others as well. So maybe some positive can come out of this from some of those people who were running their mouths about, the whole anti-cop thing to begin with. So maybe we can see some change. Kevin, we're going to be taking a break here shortly. We got, I was just told we got 30 seconds. So kind of what I'll kind of do is leave it with this. When I, in the previous hour, in both hours, I talked about how there are bad people in all walks of life. There are bad judges in prison. There are bad lawyers in prison. There are bad editors in prison. There are bad talk radio people in prison. There are bad doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs in prison, okay? There are bad cops in prison. There are bad people from all walks of life. What I've always said to people is if you want to avoid running into that one bad cop that's out there, don't break the law in the first place. And I want to ask you when we come back, as an active duty law enforcement who deals with all different kinds of people on the street in your profession, one of your professions during the day, is that bad advice? We'll be back right after this with Kevin Michalowski, Concealed Carry Magazine editor and active duty law enforcement in Wisconsin.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members, and like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber, no matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate
or candidates committee.
Tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
That would be me, and welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Crossbreed Holster Studio line is lit up. With Kevin Michalowski. Kevin is a good friend of mine. That means he's a great friend of yours. He is also the editor. I give him all kinds of titles. I'm just going to say he is the lead dog, man. If you read it in Concealed Carry Magazine, every word of it went through his fingers, and he said yes or no, okay? At Concealed Carry Magazine, a publication, by the way, you should be reading eight issues a year now. It's crazy good. Highest, one of the most award-winning gun magazines in the country. I've been writing for it now for about 12 years. And he is also active duty law enforcement. You've heard Kevin on the show many times in the past. We're going to continue to bring his voice here to Armed American Radio listeners. That would be you. Kevin, welcome back to the program. I asked before we left for the break, just kind of contemplate this for a minute. Is it bad advice to tell people, well, first of all, would you agree with me that there are bad cops out there, just like there are bad lawyers and judges and doctors and dentists and veterinarians and people who make potato chips and people who make the bags they go in and computer workers and tech workers and everything else?
Absolutely. But, you know, the truth of the matter is there are fewer bad cops than there are other bad people in other areas of life. So, you know, the number of bad cops is very small, and cops have a very tough job to do. So it's the number of complaints, you know, we have, 880,000 police in this country. The number of complaints and the number of people who die in an unjustified manner, the number of people who are killed and found to be unjustified by police officers is very small. Still a tragedy. And I'm not condoning any of that activity. But it's the numbers are very low, but they get big press. And the reason I say that is, you know, if you're covering the aviation industry, you don't write a story about every safe landing at O'Hare. You write the story about the one crash landing in a million. That's the one everybody wants to read about.
That's a great point. That's a great way to put it in perspective. And, of course, you know, and listeners know that I'm no fan of the mainstream press. They are doing tremendous damage to this country with this hysterical reporting. And when you throw in a dishonest media pushing a political agenda in today's day and age, a socialist, you know, propaganda machine is basically what it's become. It's sad, but that's the fact. And masquerading as objective, it as if it's, I mean, I don't know if they take themselves serious at this stage of the game anymore. It's so laughable. But when you combine that with a 24-hour news cycle and all of this technology, it is doing incredible damage to the country. No question about it, and that was well said. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's go back to the fact that, is it bad advice, Kevin, for me to tell listeners that if you don't want to run into that one rogue cop that might be out there, as tiny a chance as it may be, regardless of what color your skin is, to not break the law in the first place? When did that become bad advice, Kevin?
Well, you know, not breaking the law, that's always good advice. Don't do anything stupid. You know, I got that advice from my father years ago. You know, don't do something stupid. And that was sort of blanket advice. But more importantly, I think, don't fight with the police, okay? If you're that one good guy who runs into that one bad cop, you know what? There are a million lawyers out there waiting to sue any police agency for false arrest and hoping to get a payday. And if you physically fight on the street, that changes the ballgame. Things get really dangerous when you physically fight out on the street. But if you decide to file a complaint and get a lawyer and carry your lawsuit to the end, if that police officer was really doing something wrong, somebody's going to pay for it. So it's, you know, the point about just don't fight. I'm not saying don't fight it. I'm not saying just acquiesce and just roll over and do whatever the government says. Not that at all. But out on the street is not the place to have that argument, not the place to get physical. It's the place to have that argument is in the courtroom. We are a nation of laws, are we not? That's where you got to have that fight.
Unless your last name is Clinton. Yeah. We absolutely are. And too many people now, because of that, that adds a whole new dimension to what a terrible week it was in America. And we, you know, that's, you know, we'll talk about that in as we get closer to November. But the advice that you just gave is something, as you know, that I've talked about on the show for years. In fact, you and I believe, have talked about this before in the past. Let's go here for just a second, because we have a case up in Minnesota right now. And I was AWR and I were discussing about, you know, not knowing all of the details about there. On the surface, it does not look good. But we both know, because we've covered so many of these, you know, not just the recent ones that Black Lives Matter wants you to talk about, but we've been talking about concealed carry aspect and interaction with law enforcement for many, many, many years, what to do, how to handle it, what not to do. And we talked about cases up in the Wisconsin Five and others that were lawfully carrying their firearms, and people who didn't know it, Kevin, had called law enforcement, and you guys show up, and nobody's violating the law, and you got that one bonehead that wants to say, I'm not giving you my driver's license. Okay, now somebody out there saying, I don't have to give you my driver's license. You're right, but that's not the place to have that conversation on the street and get confrontational, because guess what happens, Kevin? Three of the five got arrested. Now, maybe they were willing to do that, and that's fine and dandy, and that's up to them. I don't want to get arrested anytime and want to put myself into the judicial system in this country, because as we've just seen with Hillary Clinton, there are some very dishonest people within that system, and the system's not perfect, and I've got better things to do with my life. Isn't that what you're saying? Just behave yourself, and if you find yourself in a confrontation, listen to what you're being told to do. Be the guy. Make your point. For example, hey, I don't have to do this, but I'm a good guy, and I'm going to give it to you now, and we can deal with it later. How would you respond if I said that to you?
I think that's probably correct, you know. And what I hear a lot, we hear it all the time, and it makes almost all cops roll their eyes, is this: I know my rights. And right. You know what? Yes, you do understand a little bit about your rights that you saw on TV, but unless you've studied them, and unless, you know, there's some lawyers and law school students and stuff like that who understand, you know, the Graham versus Connor law, that force must be objectively reasonable. And looking at it with one cell phone video from one angle does not show the whole story. That's why I always, before anything happens, I tell people, wait, don't judge this on the merits of just one discussion. You saw what happened with Trayvon Martin. You saw what happened with Michael Brown in Ferguson, that the initial reports were mistaken. They were wrong. In the case of the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, people lied to police about the actions on the street, and only a very thorough forensic investigation exonerated that officer. So it could happen. I'm not saying that it's happening in either of these cases in the last week, but it could happen. So let's wait until there's a thorough investigation. And by no means am I suggesting a whitewash or anything like that. I'll hear people will complain, well, yeah, but you cops, you all stick together. No, I don't want to have bad cops around me, because they make my job more difficult. Because if a bad cop does something to somebody on the street, most of the time the person on the street isn't going to cause a problem for that bad cop. That person is going to cause a problem for the next cop they meet, and that cop might be me. So I don't want bad cops in the ranks.
Yeah. No, and I think that holds true with any profession. Lawyers don't want bad lawyers in the courtroom. Judges don't want bad judges on the bench with them. On down the line. This all goes right back to the mainstream media ginning up trouble. More when we come back with Kevin Michalowski. And I want to talk about, get the advice from law enforcement about how to handle those stops when you get stopped and you're carrying your gun. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
You know, not just teachuscca.com, but USCCA on air. Check out all of the promotions of this amazing organization. You know, this show is powered by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Has been for now heading into its eighth year. As we've gone from one-hour broadcast to a three-hour broadcast, heard in hundreds of cities on hundreds of radio stations around the country, and right now about the fourth or fifth most listened-to live show as we speak, right now together. This is live. This is not. When you hear me talking with Kevin, you can send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and if I can get to it, I'll read it on the air. It's tough when I have a guest, but I'm just telling you, if you've got some thoughts, send them to me. This is live radio. And the United States Concealed Carry Association has been there from day one powering this program. So I just wanted to let you know that USCCA on air. We have a lot to talk about with you today, so we're going to move fairly quickly, okay? Kevin, welcome back to the program. As the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, I don't think a lot of – let's help you. You have a long-storied career working in and editing gun mags or gun rags, right? Or gun porn, as the enemies of freedom like to call us. Tell us about that background.
Yeah, I've been in the gun side, starting with the outdoor side, but for, God, we're going on 25 years now. So I did 15 years over at Gun Digest just prior to coming to USCCA about 4 years ago, just over 4 years ago. And prior to that, I was in the enemy's camp. I worked for Knight Ridder Newspapers at a daily newspaper. And it didn't take me long to figure out that that's not where I wanted to be.
Knight Ridder or Knight Rider? Knight Rider's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about Knight Ridder. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that liberal. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yep, I was a outdoor and environment reporter for them, so I covered some hunting and fishing and some outdoor topics and things like that. But I knew pretty quickly that I wanted to move into what I consider, you know, my passion, which is self-defense and law enforcement and things like that.
And nobody does it better. You've got the Into the Fray videos out there now. Very quickly, tell us about that. The reason I'm talking with you about this media background is because you, like I, you saw this post from Fox News. I happened to be watching it live at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Were you streaming at the TV?
It was unbelievable. I went and I have a DVR that back recording everything I'm watching. I went back and I put it on my cell phone, like many other people did. And I played it in the previous hour with AWR, and it took him right out of his seat. I thought for a second, oh, my gosh, I hope he remembers we're not on satellite radio. He was so upset by it. But you have it out there, so you're familiar. Tell us quickly. You work to educate journalists about this stuff, right?
And I have had an open invitation to journalists for the past 15 years or more that if anybody has a question, I will stop what I'm doing and I will help them. I will let them get it right. And I will talk to them without any bias, just factual information about all of the gun geek stuff that I've been working on for 2.5 decades now to build up this pool of information. And I will help them. And I have called all the local newspapers, and I shouldn't even say that, all the daily newspapers in whatever state I'm living at the time, and said, yes, I will help you. If you have a question, if you don't know, I don't want you to look silly. I want you to get this stuff right. It's very important. It's especially important to the gun owners of the country. And I get next to nothing coming back until about 2 weeks ago. People started to understand what I'm trying to do, and I was called by the folks from On the Media, from National Public Radio. They cover the media, and they ask, Kevin, what are news reporters getting wrong about guns? And my answer was pretty much everything. It's as if they don't even care. And that started a long conversation, almost an hour-long conversation about what I think reporters could do. And first and foremost is to just get real information, get some real training. You know, read Concealed Carry Magazine. Go to a firearm school, you know, go to the 6-Hour Academy or Gun Sight or Thunder Ranch or someplace like that and learn this stuff and figure it out. But the 24-hour news cycle just means that somebody has to talk and they have to say something, and it seems they don't care how stupid they sound. They can just go back after the next hour and either print a make a retraction or just say something else and pretend like nobody heard the first thing.
It's crazy. Terrible. You know, I was watching I don't remember if it was a CNN or Fox piece. I think it might have been Fox in this case, about the Dallas police headquarters when there was a threat of a bomb or something, or someone, you know, a suspicious person in the police headquarters early this morning or yesterday. And they were covering this. And I was listening to Fox, who had a reporter down on the street. I think it was William Lajeunesse or somebody like that. I'm not sure who it was. Don't hold me to the name. But he kept going back and forth to the anchor, and he finally came in and he says, okay, we have found out that there was an individual in the parking garage that was unrecognized by a law enforcement officer who tried to approach the individual, lost the individual, and the entire building is now on lockdown. Of course, everyone is on edge. A couple seconds later, the anchor comes on because they keep showing the same loop over and over and over again. This, as you just said, the guy's got to talk. He's got to continue to talk. He's got to run his mouth. All of a sudden, I start listening to him change the story on Fox. I'm listening to him say, and we're being told that he approached that individual, told him he was law enforcement. I was just listening to the report. It was none of that. So this is how that stuff begins to get out there, and the narrative begins to change. In this particular case, though, Kevin, this is what we heard, and I'm going to go ahead and play it right now because this drove all of us nuts.
Really appreciate appreciate it. We appreciate the prayers of the nation.
Thank you. Thank you. So what kind of weapons were used to gun down these police officers, and where could someone get them? Joining us now is forensic expert Jennifer Berenger, and she has some more insight on that. Jennifer, you've been here listening to all of this as it has unfolded. What are your thoughts about the weapons that were possibly used in this attack?
Well, certainly we'll know more coming up. But for now, unfortunately, just with laws as they are, and especially being in Texas, there's a lot of hunting that goes on there. These guys could have used hunting rifles, in fact. The big difference between an assault rifle and a hunting rifle is, frankly, the scope that one puts on it. And scopes can be purchased online. So I know that a lot of your guests have been saying that perhaps this was a very planned attack. But in theory, this could have been done on spur of the moment with a hunting rifle very easily. As long as it was a double shot weapon, they could easily do it with something that you could purchase at a grocery store.
All right, Kevin, I was watching this at 5 o'clock Eastern time in the morning, and I couldn't believe what I heard. I went back and rewound it. I said, did I just actually hear what I just heard? We played it for AWR. He almost came out of his socks. What did you think when you saw this?
I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they would put that on the national news, that they would be so imprecise. I guess that's the polite way to say it, that they have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. A double shot weapon. And I was grocery shopping today, and I just made a wrong turn down the scope aisle. I don't know what they're talking about. It just made me so angry that people are looking at the news as some sort of authority, and it's really not. And maybe that's part of what's going on in America as well, is that we can't even believe the news anymore. It used to be, don't publish anything till you got it right. And now it's publish everything, and we don't care what happens. We'll just put it out there, and we'll figure it out later. And
very important conversation to have, Kevin, because from someone who writes about this stuff all day long, and you do, not only do you do a lot of editing, but you do a lot of writing in this arena as well. And as you know, everything that you put out, it's vital, absolutely vital that it be accurate. So I have to ask you this before we get ready to head to the break. Sean, how much time do we have, by the way, before we head out to that break? What are we looking at time?
We got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, good. So I've got to ask you this. Have you, in all of the years with that background, this is why I wanted you to set it up, how many double shot weapons have you covered since you've been with Concealed Carry Magazine?
I can't think of a single one. I'm going to look into it, though.
You need to get on the ball, man. I'm going to start sending you some information on some double-shot weapons. And I tell you, I can't wait tomorrow. I'm down south. Publix grocery stores got it going on down south. I'm heading over there tomorrow, and I'm looking for the scope aisle. And I'm going to see what I can't buy at Publix to turn my Tika 243 into a big, bad, mean assault weapon from the scope aisle in my local grocery store. We'll be back. Maybe I can make it a double-shot weapon.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios as we wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio. That reminds me of a conversation I've had with my son, well, many times, but just this morning, in fact. I'm talking with Kevin Michalowski, Concealed Carry Magazine Managing Editor. He's the boss man over there. Every word goes through his fingers before it hits the pages at Concealed Carry Magazine, and you can check it out at USCCA or ConcealedCarryMagazine.com. Kevin, welcome back to the program. I was having this conversation with my kid. They wanted to go out and get bagels this morning, right? So as we're getting in the car, my son says to me, Daddy, do you have your gun? I said, yeah, of course. He goes, good, because, you know, if you don't, it'll be that one time you don't have it with you. And he's 11, okay, and he gets it. He understands that stuff. So I thought that was a good story. And when you can relate real-life instances like that in your own life to listeners, that it really does make a difference, because the media never portrays us that way. Anybody that carries a firearm is this, you know, crazy lunatic. That's the way it is in the mainstream mess. And by the way, Kevin, just to let you know, that was the Fox and Friends first show, okay?
Yeah.
On Friday morning. And I actually have, Sean and I were talking during the break, I actually have the names, phone numbers, and emails of a number of the bookers for those programs. I'm going to go ahead and shoot an email and ask, because I can't possibly be, and I've seen other film clips of that out there. Other people have got it. It's in a couple forums that it has gone a little bit viral. That, you know, what in the world did we just witness? But I shudder to think that that booker still has a job, because, you know, they put that person on that first show at 5 and then moved him over to the curvy couch at Fox and Friends, you know, a couple hours later. So, I mean, that's just crazy, even after those comments were made. But for somebody like you, who's been trying to educate the media for so many years, that's just got to drive you crazy. It's got to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we laugh about it, but it is tragic that we live in a society that is, for all our access to information, we're woefully misinformed. And I've been saying the same thing for years, that education, not isolation, is what's going to solve all the problems that we have. The more we know about the things we don't understand, the more we are going to learn about them, and the more we will come to understand them and accept them. And we won't be afraid of them. It's the same for guns. It's the same for people of different races or religions or whatever. We need to learn more about them. And we need accurate information, and we're just not getting it from the media.
No, we're not. And I, as you know, you know this for me, but I'll go ahead and say it again now. But I believe, well, you touched on it, that with the access to information that we have today, it's absolutely inexcusable that something like that can make a national news broadcast and not be called out and not be corrected immediately, not just put on the next show that's got 20 million viewers without being fact-checked. I mean, someone had to say, grocery store? Who was, you know, somebody in a control room had to see that and go, Scopes in a grocery store? What is this woman talking about? Who is this? Who booked her? And for God's sakes, don't put her on the next program until we get something fact-checked, okay? So I will leave it with this when it comes to that. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. She's ignorant. She absolutely can go and get the facts anywhere at her fingertips. She chose not to, and that, to me, came off pretty stupid. Let's move on to, what do I need to do, Kevin? If you pull me over, I'm lawfully carrying a firearm, and let's just use the example up in Minnesota. I notify you. You come to my window. Do you know why I pulled you? No, sir, I don't. I pulled you in this case because you have a broken taillight. Here's my driver's license. I'm also a lawful concealed carry permit holder. I have a firearm in the vehicle. How does that? What do we need to do?
Well, at that point, just do exactly what I say. Do exactly what the police officer says. And if you're going to do anything, do it slowly and do it without any anger in your voice. And probably talk your way through it. I'm reaching for my wallet right now. And if it's possible, if somebody tells me they have a gun on their right hip, I might ask them to reach for their wallet with their left hand, if they can maybe get that wallet out with their left hand, just to make it a little more difficult if they're going to be reaching for anything. But at the same time, people need to understand that the law enforcement often needs to be taking some steps as well. That, oh, you have a gun on you, okay, that changes things a little bit. I'm going to move a little bit more to the rear and make sure that all of my officer safety positioning is perfect and all of the training that I got at the police academy falls into place, and then, once again, I'm going to be extra vigilant. I'm going to be watching every move that you make just to make sure, because, you know, if we could just tell who was a criminal and who had criminal intent just by looking at them, life would be so much easier.
Well, wait a minute, Kevin. Hold on a second. I'm the good guy, man. You don't have to feel that way about me. You mean you can't tell I'm the good guy?
No, I can't tell you're the good guy right away.
Okay.
And, you know, it's especially true for anybody who's ever been to prison. People who have been to prison understand that they're not going to get real far in prison with a whole lot of bluster. They're going to get your confidence first so they can strike from real close. So officers think about that sort of stuff. And I don't want to put it in people's head that, oh, this police officer just assumed the worst about this man because he was black. The media, the mainstream media and Black Lives Matter is doing all of that already. I don't want to address that. But if you have a gun on you and you get stopped by a police officer, if you are required to tell the police that you have a gun, please do so. Some states do not require you to do that. Then don't worry about it. I always ask when I make a traffic stop, do you have any weapons in the car? And you know what? The people who have said yes, yep, I understand that, and that's all worked out real well. The only time I've found a weapon and I've gotten really nervous is it's been people said, no, there's no weapons in the car. No way. Nothing. You can look if you want. Oh, okay. You just gave me consent to search. I'm going to look in your car now. What's this gun doing here? So that most of the time, and a good, honest, law-abiding citizen says, yes, I have my gun. officer will then follow through the steps of the traffic stop and do what he says, and everything's going to be okay. We don't know what happened up in Falcon Heights. We don't know how this whole thing played out. I want to see the rest of it, and I want to see how the investigation goes, because the truth of the matter is that the police officer does not determine the level of force that's used. That level, that is determined by the interaction with the citizen. And when the citizen escalates, then the police officer can escalate. That's typically how it goes. If mistakes were made, the police officer should be held accountable. But by and large, in 99.9% of the cases, the level of force is determined by the citizen.
And that's an accurate statistic, too, by the way. You would never know that by watching the news.
Yeah.
You would never know it. But that's an accurate statistic. If you look at all the Black Lives Matters cases that they talk about, they are a handful in the scheme of millions of interactions with law enforcement every single day across the country. This is what the mainstream media does. Take something, blows it up. That's why I tell you, you got to get your head out of your media. Now, interestingly, Kevin, you have been at the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth with me, broadcasting as a guest on Armed American Radio during my appearances at the Minnesota State Fair. As you know, this will be my fifth appearance at the fair coming up in August at the 1280 booth. I was just notified by a fan that the booth is approximately 1,500 feet away from where that happened. I got a couple phone calls from Minnesota. There's a lot of interest in this, and they are expecting some very heavy protesting during the Minnesota State Fair, and I'll be broadcasting the show from there. Hey, Kevin, thanks very much for everything that you do, man. Concealed Carry Magazine, you people can find Kevin on Facebook, Kevin Michalowski. You can also catch him on Twitter. And, Kevin, I'm running out of time, so I just got to say thanks very much for everything that you do and for the law enforcement work you do and everything you do for bringing Concealed Carry Magazine to hundreds of thousands of people across the country. I'm Mark Walters. I've been filling your prescription for freedom right here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Guess what? We're going to wake up tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and do it all again because we can. Carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.